everyone. I'm David Chadwick. Welcome to this week's HopeCast with my friend Jen Houston joining me. The purpose of this HopeCast is to give you some insights into contemporary culture locally and globally through the lenses of a biblical worldview, through the lenses of faith and values. Everybody has a worldview. What's informing yours? Is it culture? Is it the world? Or is it the Word? Or is it Christ? We want to make sure it's the Word and Christ that's informing your worldview and how you think. And Jen helps me each week be able to do so. Jen, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, David.
Well, today I want to talk about totalitarianism and truckers. I think I'd mentioned that I might address the whole idea of how do you know if a church has become woke? Mm-hmm. Let's deal with that next week, Jen. Mm-hmm. But this week, since it's so much in the headlines, let's deal with totalitarianism and truckers. Now, where am I going with all of this? Wherever the gospel of Jesus Christ has ever been preached, that particular nation or culture has generally honored the idea of freedom. And that's because in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, when God created us in His image, male and female, two genders, the reason God did that was because He wanted us to be free. As God is independent from all other outside causes on His choices, He does what He wants to do whenever He wants to do it. He gave humanity, male and female, created in His image, that same independence, that same ability to be free and to make our own choices. Now, why? That's because God knew that love could only exist within the context of choice. And therefore, in the Garden of Eden, which was perfect, the word Eden means paradise, it had many trees, but two particular trees are pointed out in the biblical narrative. The tree of life, and God said to Adam and Eve, eat of that tree every day and you'll never die. You'll live forever. But you also have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of that tree, you will surely die. Spiritually, suddenly, immediately, your death will occur. You'll be separated from God. You'll not be able to walk with Him and have fellowship with Him. Similarly, though, then begins the process of aging and death in the physical body as well. And of course, you know the story that God gave that opportunity to eat of any tree in the garden, but just not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Adam and Eve did choose to rebel against God, and they invited sin into the world. We're all in Adam's loins, and we have inherited that same sin nature. And when we are conceived and born, we don't have a spiritual relationship with God. No one seeks God. No one at all, the Bible says. And we begin the process of aging the moment we're conceived to move toward physical death as well. But God gave that independence to us. He gave us that freedom. And whenever that's been preached through the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we need to choose Jesus to be saved from our sins, be reconnected to the Father spiritually, and then have the sin problem no longer affect our physical death. When we die physically, we will just inherit a new resurrection, eternal spiritual and physical body that will allow us to live forever. Jesus overcomes that with the gospel. And wherever that's been proclaimed, again, freedom has always been the bulwark of that kind of message to the government. Well, opposed to that kind of freedom is the idea of totalitarianism. It is a kind of government that's most seen in fascism, socialism, and communism. Basically, those isms have outlawed God. Marx called him the opiate of the people, and therefore the government becomes God. The government takes total control of every area of your life. George Orwell, in the book 1984, written many decades ago, foresaw totalitarianism in its most wicked forms, especially during his day in Soviet Russia and Hitler's fascism, and he knew that it could one day try to engulf all the governments of the world, in my humble opinion. As you see in the world today, Russia and China are predominantly totalitarian types of government, they want America to fall, largely because it is the opposite in a representative democratic system of what they believe, people being free to cry out freedom. It's opposite again to totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. So as you see totalitarianism beginning to expand more and more in this world, we who understand systems need to know the government never gives back. Whatever it takes, it never gives back. It's always looking for new revenue sources, for example, and once they get them through taxation or whatever, the government never gives that back. One illustration of that is, for example, gambling. Many of us years ago have always advocated that the government should have nothing to do with advocating gambling because we've seen that as something that is destructive to a society. So, for example, when lotteries became popular and one state did it and then another state did it, for example, Florida did it, and then Georgia said, well, why should Florida get all the revenues? We've got people from Georgia driving down I-75 into Florida and they're now getting that money in Florida. We want it ourselves, and every state practically now has an education lottery. It's just basically another form of gambling. Well, then that led to the casinos that are now being opened everywhere. And now we've seen recently the online betting has increased. The Super Bowl, which was just recently played, was a $7 billion legal industry. It was $100 billion in illegal money. And what you're seeing is two states have been granted the privilege of online betting legally. I bet you between now and the next Super Bowl, you're going to see more and more states do that. Why? Because the government wants more money. And when the government takes more money, it will never give it back to its citizenry because the government has to do with totally trying to control other people's lives. The debate during this whole pandemic has been about freedom. It's been about, do I have the right to choose whether I want a vaccine or not, whether I want to put a mask on my five-year-old child or not? Do I have that freedom? Many in government are saying, no, we're God. We decide that for you. And of course, people are saying, no, that's not the case. We need to decide that for ourselves and for our children. Now, fast forward over the last couple of years in the pandemic to what's going on in Canada right now. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Canada does not have the history of the United States of America. The United States of America has been a nation that's always protested whatever they didn't like and had public demonstrations of that, whether that's the Tea Party in Boston or whether that's more protests today like we've seen with Black Lives Matter and other places. America is prone to protest when we don't like something. Canada is not that way. Canada was founded in the British Commonwealth and has a much gentler nature in its founding and does not have that built into its system. But there is something with these mask mandates. There's something with the demanding of vaccines for truck drivers that have tipped the edge for Canadian truck drivers. They are saying Canada has crossed the line. It's become more totalitarian than we like. They're trying to intrude themselves in totality in every area of our lives. So the truckers have gathered this protest, driving all the way across Canada into Ottawa, the capital city of Canada. We've seen United States people joining the protest as well. You're seeing it now sweeping the world as well. And I can't help but remember that scene in the movie Braveheart, where Braveheart, at the end of his life, having fought all of the unjust government totalitarianism of his day, cry out as he died, freedom! Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening in Canada right now. Mm-hmm. The truckers are crying out, freedom! And now Trudeau has responded with trying to clamp down with emergency acts, saying that they can keep these truckers from receiving any kind of aid, any kind of food, money being frozen, trying to get to them, and even the truckers themselves are being arrested. Jen, here's what I think. These truckers are not going to back down. Mm-hmm. These people who drive 8 to 10 to 12 hours across the country and into America and across America, they have a mindset that's pretty tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are focused. They know what they're about. They're not going to back down. And it's interesting to see in Canada right now, the truckers taking on totalitarianism and saying no more. And you're seeing it sweep even the world. In Austria, the government has mandated some of the most strict mandates possible. And the people even there are rising up and saying no more. We're just not going to put up with that. I find it fascinating. I think it is a battle cry that's worldwide. And I'll be interested in watching what's going to happen, because I think too many people around the world have had the gospel preached in their areas, and they understand the power of freedom, and they will not allow totalitarianism to occur in their lives. They will take the side of the truckers. What do you think, Jen?
Wow, this is a lot. There is a lot going on to the north of us. And I was thinking at the beginning when you were talking about freedom and the culture of freedom, and wasn't the first pastor from Canada who was arrested when he tried to keep open his church for people to come and freely worship?
Yes. And when he did not go along with the vax mandates and opened his church, he was arrested. He was fined, as have been other pastors as well. John MacArthur, a famous pastor here in America, actually had a 4,000 online petition signed by American and Canadian pastors alongside these who took this strong stand in Canada, saying, we stand with you in this particular area. And some other areas as well, a Future Hope Cast, where we will address the whole reparation therapy of those who are same-sex attracted. We'll talk about that later, but that was another thing going on in Canada as well with these pastors. Here's a point I wanted to make, Jen. Interestingly, as you look at the history of the church, and you know I'm a bit of a church history wonk, and I love to look at how the church has handled different crises, the church has responded to pandemics, interestingly, through the centuries. So you look at the bubonic plague, for example, that took away hundreds of thousands, millions of lives in the 14th century in Europe. You look at the Spanish flu, which broke out in 1918, largely because of all the craziness of World War I and the lack of sanitation. Well, the Spanish flu broke out in 1918 and 19 and took millions upon millions of lives. And now we have had this pandemic with COVID, and I don't want to minimize it. It's not been as large in the number of lives lost as the Spanish flu. It has been hideous, though. And the church has had responses to these different pandemics as government is tempted, especially during these times, to excessively overreach and take control in totalitarian kinds of thoughts and actions. So the church has spoken and said that we will agree to government overtake during these times of pandemic if there are three things. First of all, there's rationality. Secondly, there's equality. And thirdly, it's temporary. So let me mention those again. The church through the ages with pandemics has said, we understand government getting involved and trying to oversee the pandemic for safety's sake, as long as there is rationality, there is equality, and it's temporary. Well, Jen, what's happening now and why the truckers are so mad and why other people of faith like myself are angry is each one of those has been abrogated. Mm. For example, the rationality of it. It was always trust the science, trust the science, trust the science. Well, now 2 years later, we're seeing how the science has shifted under our feet. Mm-hmm. They've said one thing, then another thing, and we can no longer trust the rationality of the science. Secondly, the equality. The whole restrictions are supposed to be equal for everyone. Well, what you've done is you've created an underclass of people, those people who either through their own physical understanding of their bodies or their understanding of their religion, having objections to fetal line tissue cells being used for the particular vaccine or something else, and maybe another reason that they've not had the desire to be vaccinated, you've created an underclass of people. You've created a subservient class of people so that the mandates are not equal or fair for everyone. And then go to the third one. It's temporary. Mm-hmm. Well, here we are, 2 years plus into all of this, and though some states are beginning to relax the mask mandates and the vaccine requirements, others aren't. And you saw it in the Super Bowl where 75,000 were gathered in a Super Bowl. No one was wearing a mask. Yet the next day in the California public schools, five-year-olds were demanded to wear a mask. A lot of people said, that's not fair. That's just not fair. And it's simply not temporary. How much longer is this thing going to last? And it seems like it's going to last ad infinitum forever and ever. It's just never going to end, as some people are now suggesting in some more liberal, leftist, progressive states. Well, you're just going to have to live with it. And again, there are just a lot of people who have heard the gospel, understand the gospel, and say, no. And like Braveheart, we want freedom. And that's where the tension and the clash has occurred. That's what's going on in Canada right now with the totalitarian government versus the truckers. And you know what, Jen? I just think the truckers are going to win. I just think they will, because they're not going to give up. And I think more and more people want to cry out with Braveheart. Freedom.
Freedom. Well, the point of being rational, you know, these truck drivers, they're in their trucks by themselves day in and day out. It is not rational to demand that they be vaccinated.
Exactly. And if they have their own reasons, which we all have our reasons, it's just not right to mandate that, especially as the virus is showing now that it's waning. It is beginning to go away and becoming more endemic than pandemic.
Well, and showing that the vaccine isn't stopping the spread.
Exactly.
Or preventing.
Well, that's back to number one, that it's rational. It's proven not to be rational. Our own president said, get the vaccine and you'll never have COVID again and you won't spread it to other people. Well, hello, you know, people do get it again and they are spreading it to other people even if they're vaccinated. So the rationality of the scientific evidence is not proving to be true over time. You know, one final thought here is all of us hate bullies.
Yeah. You know,
we watch movies where there are bullies and we go, man, I hope the bully gets it. Well, here are two things that bullies hate. First of all, they hate to be ignored. So if you can ignore them, do so, and you hope their bulliness will go away. But secondly, bullies hate to be stood up to. You've seen those movies where the little guy gets beaten up and then he goes and learns karate and goes back and beats up the bullies and everybody in the movie theater is cheering going, yay, go. Well, bullies hate to be bullied. And at some point, totalitarian bullies are going to experience there are freedom-loving people all over the world who hate to be bullied, and they're going to stand up to the bullies. And that's what's happening in Canada right now, all over the globe. It's beginning to gurgle here in America as well. And again, one final thought. As we look at the totalitarians versus the truckers, I think the truckers are going to win. I think they have truth on their side. And, Jen, I want to say this. I believe the gospel is true, and the gift of God to choose freedom, to choose independence, is a gift from Him that needs to be honored and practiced regularly.
That's really powerful. I believe it too.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's Hopecast. I hope it helps you stand up to bullies, stand against totalitarianism. You do not want government to intrude into every area of your life, and you want to be free. Next week, we'll talk about what does a woke church look like and why you shouldn't be a part of one. I'm David Chadwick. Talk with you all next week.